Dear Fair and Young, will you please employ me in your wonderful world of women? You remember me, don't you? We met at that theater in New York. I sat in the 16th seat, 7th row, from the right of the left-hand center section, 8 seats from the rear of the 3rd row on the left-hand side of the right aisle. I knew you couldn't forget me in my red argyle socks. I stood up and waved and hollered. You stopped singing and said, "Folks, look there in the 16th seat, 7th row from the right of the left-hand center section, 8 seats from the rear of the 3rd row on the left-hand side of the right aisle. Wonder if it's house broke yet." That made my day, saying that to me. Now, Farron, I've been taking guitar lessons. Doing good, too. Just listen. Now, in a month or so, I can try it with strings. Want me to tell you something else? I'm a Buck Owens fan club dropout. Boy, that'll tear Buck up. Now, can I come to work next week? Why, I'll be like a valet to you. Shine your boots and sing harmony with you and Daryl. Buddy, buddy, I'd sure look good there on stage with you in my red argyle socks. I got to get off of this happy-pappy poverty program. Now, I either go to work or go to Washington. Just got to get out of this neighborhood. It's so bad, they're tearing it down to build slums. How about it? Can I go to work? You wouldn't want to see me in Washington, would you? Huh, Farron? You must think about our country, Farron. Please, I'll shine your boots. Don't send me to Washington. Bus rides make me sick, Farron. I can't stand it. I don't like rides. Not Washington. Oh, no. Please, Farron, will you hire me? Please. No, not Washington. Please. 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 Please.